Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump nominated now resigned Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to become the next Attorney General. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Mr. Trump said in a statement on Truth Social, quote, "Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice." Trump said that Gaetz would, quote, "end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore America's badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department." Mr. Trump also nominated former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to head the intelligence community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Firefighters battle blazes from California to New York while a lack of rain could threaten drinking water supplies.
Dry conditions from coast to coast are contributing to the spread of wildfires, particularly in Southern California. On the East Coast, New Jersey and New York state officials have publicly announced criminal charges against two people, separately accused, of setting some of the wildfires that have plagued the Northeast in recent weeks. Numerous wildfires continue to burn in places that have not seen significant rain since August. New Jersey is asking residents to take voluntary conservation steps, but stopped short of mandatory water usage restrictions, which would be included in the event of a drought emergency, the highest level that the government can impose. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal authorities say an investigation into Chinese government hacking efforts has revealed a broad and significant cyber espionage campaign mounted by Beijing. The FBI said Wednesday that the hackers compromised several U.S. telecommunications firms to access the call records and personal data of the people targeted. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points, the Nasdaq dropped 50. This is SRN News. National Collection Week is just around the corner for Operation Christmas Child.
Samaritan's Purse will begin its effort to deliver shoeboxes of gifts to poor kids around the world the week of November 18th. That's National Collection Week, and if you or any of your friends have packed a shoebox, you need to drop it off at a designated location by November 25th. The Samaritan's Purse website will tell you where to go. Last year, the ministry delivered more than 8 million boxes, and organizers are hoping to beat that record this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's lower house of parliament has passed the final reading of a bill to ban adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where sex change operations on kids are allowed. It follows an array of measures in recent years designed to curb the LGBT agenda. President Vladimir Putin and other top officials in recent years have increasingly called for observing traditional values. SRN News. Several of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices have drawn the attention of Israelis, the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Many Israelis are looking on with amazement as successive nominees to serve in the Trump government come to the administration with histories of strong support for the state of Israel. Nominee Pete Hegseth leading the Pentagon, Marco Rubio heading the State Department, with Mike Huckabee serving as the next U.S. ambassador to the state of Israel. And Lee Zeldin atop the EPA together provide a wall of support for the Jewish state in addition to other key issues. A number of prominent figures have suggested a joint effort by the outgoing Biden and incoming Trump administrations to end the Israeli war with Hamas and Hezbollah before the transition is complete in January. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.